Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
I used to live in a forest, but the axe cut me down with no mercy. While I was living, I kept my silence, but how beautifully I sing now that I'm dead, goes a poem in Turkish, dedicated to the traditional stringed musical instrument called saz. Cefer Mahmut from the Rudopi village of Tsirkvice in the region of Kırcıli, south-central Bulgaria, is a master craftsman who knows how to make wood sing. His father used to play the kaval, shepherd's flute, but the first time Cefer heard and touched the saz, when he was a little boy, was enough to keep him enthralled for life. Asked how long he has been making sazes, Cefer answers, "Since I was 12, and I have been making them for 58 years now with much love and devotion."
Şu kavak çalar, Fatma giymiş şallar, duranarak geliyor, coşturur adamlar. Oplar Fatime, topalacık Fatime, ben senden vazgeçmem. Oplar Fatime, topalacık Fatime, ben senden vazgeçmem. Hocam sağlar odası, anıktır orası. İlyas'a söz verirken duyar eski kocası. Oplar Fatime, topallacık Fatime, ben senden vazgeçmem. Oplar Fatime, topallacık Fatime, ben senden vazgeçmem. Şu kavak Fatması, yakışıksız yapması, cildelice geliyor kulilerin Fatması. Oplar Fatime, topallacık Fatime, ben senden vazgeçmem. Oplar Fatime, topallacık Fatime, ben senden
Before 1989, when in Kırcıli, Mumcilgrad, Razgrad, Şumen and Haskovo, Turkish music theatres were very active, the saz master craftsmen couldn't keep up with the torrent of commissions and only worked with musicians from Bulgaria. Because he was such a good singer and played the saz and other string instruments so well, he was invited to work for the Kırcıli Popular Music Theatre, but refused. He simply didn't have the heart to replace the village for a big town. But by 1990, the beginning of democratic changes in Bulgaria, things were looking very different. Commissions started coming in from all corners of the world, and Cefer Mahmut was selling sazes in Turkey, Greece, France and Germany. Asked which tree makes the best sazes, the master craftsman says they can be made out of all kinds of wood: walnut, mulberry, cherry, beech, sycamore, acacia. But that it is the walnut tree that will give the gentlest, most beautiful sound, as long as the wood is dry. The easiest to work is the cherry tree wood, but it does not sing from the heart as the walnut tree wood does. People say that the tree bends while it is young, but for Cefer, the older the tree, the better the saz it is used to make.
Rozları sevda tutmuş canlarım kerimim, dermanı bizden bilir. Rozları sevda tutmuş canlarım kerimim, dermanı bizden alçaktır ne yüksek canlar bu kerimim, tamam benim gitsin.
Cefer Mahmud cannot say how much sazes, rebex or pandors he has made. He sells them or gives them away to culture community clubs, schools or to friends. Besides making stringed instruments, he also composes songs. He has written lyrics about the Rodopi mountain, about his village, about the life he's leading. What he regrets most is that none of his children or grandchildren has shown an interest in his trade. His son and his daughter live in Jebel nearby, and after the loss of his beloved wife, he himself lives alone in the village and continues to make sazes, whose voices, sad or cheerful as the case may be, spread his fame far and wide.
bağladım. Kara şanlarlı paniye yaktıya canının. Kara şanlarlı paniye yaktıya canının.
From Radio Bulgaria, we presented Jafer Mahmoud, maker of the traditional stringed instrument called saz.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.